Nobody's exempt from the gifts that we have to offer because we don't know which ones they're going to touch. So they apply to everybody. Well, if it applies to everybody, think about the people in this room or in live stream that are looking at WealthWave as not a part-time, but a spare time opportunity just to share with a couple of people in their own neighborhoods or families. Pick up an opportunity to earn more without risking any except making more friends and making people happy. And think of the empowerment that you get from that. You don't have to have a license to pass out a book. You don't have to have a license to teach a class. All you have to do is have a heart. That's all you need.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
God, I'm ready to put on some pads and go out and crack somebody's head. That was a great piece. Like I could do that, right? But I tell you, as we keep the ball rolling down the hill this afternoon, I want to take up where Steve left off and kind of give you some more inside approach to how we are pivoting and helping people become business owners, entrepreneurs, and those that actually help families. So what I want to show you today was kind of this disruption. You know, Tom's talked about the financial industry being the largest one on the planet by a sizable margin. Well, in that, we also get the opportunity to enter into that industry. Some of us come from the industry and are just changing the way that we're delivering the message. Others are coming from outside of the industry, getting licensed and getting started with us. But the beautiful part is everybody has the same opportunity. The bigger part of that is we get to do it in a way that's never been done before. We're disrupting the largest industry on the planet. Just think about that. The people that are the disruptors, the people that create the way that the world changes, are the ones that can make the most impact. In our model, that includes anybody that wants to come in, pick up a book, start telling the story, help us pass on this crusade of righting the massive wrongs, as you've seen, that have been done for all, in a way that we can disrupt in a good way that families can achieve. Now imagine being able to do that yourself as a CEO of your own company. What if? And if you could, how? Well, let's talk about that way, because as you know, as of last March 2020, we became into a world all of a sudden that's totally new. It was this unprecedented thing that's affected us now for almost 12 months, and this whole new normal has started, right? And what we're having to do now is begin to adjust to the new normal. So what if you could be in a business that last year, when everybody else was reeling and trying to figure out what am I going to do next, had their best year ever in a time that was unprecedented? What does that give you as far as hope of starting your own company? What if you could be an entrepreneur and an engineer of a movement that allowed you to be your own CEO? Oh, by the way, you could start it part-time. Oh, by the way, you could start it spare time. Oh, by the way, in being successful, it only happens if you help others be successful themselves. So let's talk about how we're doing this. And I'm talking about the great pivot. You know, things change sometimes right before our very eyes. You've heard Steve Seibold say, not once, not twice, but 200 or 300,000 times, if you've ever listened to the guy. And you have to listen because he talks at the speed of warp, okay? So you've heard him say, if you want a big business, go solve a big problem. Isn't that the truth? Well, guess what? We are problem solvers, and each of us can take the solution to the next level at our own speed. So when I talk about a pivot, I'm talking about the largest industry on the planet and what we've changed the focus. The industry focus has changed. I started in the financial industry in 1995. I was 6'4", shaped like a yield sign, had no gray. Look what the industry did to me. Pounded me down, wore me out. My dry cleaner shrunk all my clothes, you know. They used to fit really good. They shrunk them down. You'll get that on the way home. But my point is this. We used to be, when we were trained and starting this business, in a business where we marketed and we sold financial products. If you went to work for an insurance company, if you went to work for a brokerage firm or an investment firm, you spent time learning how and be trained on the selling and marketing of financial products. That's what you did. That's how they trained everybody. That's what everybody did. And then they went out and they began to tell that story to all their friends, family, and loved ones, anyone else that would listen to them. Because he would never get invited to the Christmas party. Because who wants that guy at the party, right? Because he's trying to market and sell financial products. And the world just finally became callous to it. If you don't believe it, look at the numbers today. There are more people, financial services, salespeople, marketers, agents, advisors, you name it. There are more people in the industry over the age of 70 than under the age of 30. What in the world happened? There's a big gap. I wonder why nobody else entered in that time frame. Maybe because the world was sick of hearing it that way. They got tired of having it rammed down their throat. Technology changed. Now people can get information just like that. They don't feel like they need anybody helping them to guide their ship through the financial warfare. Well, guess what? Here we go with WealthWave. Here comes How Money Works. Here comes our book. By the way, the number one book in finance in 2020, nonfiction. Not a bad deal for a startup. You know why that happened? Besides the great promotion, the media and everything surrounding it, it's because people are hungry for that type of information. People want to know what's never been taught to them. People want to learn how wealthy people have become wealthy, how wealthy companies stay wealthy at the expense of some of us that continue to buy the myth. Well, we changed it here. We pivoted. If you think about WealthWave and How Money Works, what have we done? We've switched it from the selling and marketing of product to education. Teach them something they haven't ever heard. Teach them something that they've never learned. Teach them something they can actually take home today and use to make their life better. Because when you switch to education and you go education first, what happens after that? Conversations start. People self-discover. And then comes a solution to a problem that you help them discover. Who wants to solve something more than themselves when they figure out they got something wrong? Nobody likes to go to the car mechanic shop, open the hood. When my car breaks down, I lift the hood up. I look in there for that big switch. You know, broken, not broken. And I fix my car. Okay? That doesn't happen. You go in, lift up the thing. You're looking all around at stuff and hoses and wires going everywhere. And the guy comes out. And now he just plugs into the car and looks at the little meter. And he tells you what's wrong with your car. The world changed. Technology changed. He just told you in 30 seconds it's going to cost you $1,500, which used to take him a day and a half to tell you that. So all you know now is you get pain quicker. But what we're doing now is offering education so people can self-discover, and then they'll need someone to help them navigate that. And the reason for that is the oldest adage on the planet. People hate to be sold, but they love to buy. And people buy what products do, not what they are. And that's the great pivot. When we shifted from the selling and marketing of products to letting people self-discover through education that we help them understand, they go, wait a minute, if it really works like that, I want that. That's the sale. The sale becomes an oh, by the way, proposition. So as we pivot, let's take a look at that. Education, if that's where we're at, we have to set the pace. Well, how money works, well, it matters. How many people have you talked to in the last 10 days when you handed them a book and said, hey, we're teaching people how money works. We have a book on that subject because it wasn't taught in school. Has anybody said, no, I don't want to know about that? Even the people that have all the money and even people that have all the brains, they still want to know about that. But what we're really doing, if you can catch our drift, if you can pick up what we're putting down or whatever they say these days, if you can understand what we're really doing is we're teaching the process of how to teach how money works. And that's the magic to our model. Because some people say, well, JD, all my friends are smart. All my friends are rich. They don't need to know foundations. That's too simple. That's beneath them. Well, it wasn't beneath them when they started. Unless they merited it or inherited it, they had to earn it, which means they had to start with the basics, which is why they have what they have. So even the wealthy will appreciate the very things that help them get that way. Just ask Warren Buffett. So why can't we, and who are we to say, well, just because I think they're above this, we shouldn't let them know. Nobody's exempt from the gifts that we have to offer because we don't know which ones they're going to touch. So they apply to everybody. Well, if it applies to everybody, think about the people in this room or in live stream that are looking at WealthWave as not a part-time, but a spare time opportunity just to share with a couple of people in their own neighborhoods or families. Pick up an opportunity to earn more without risking any except making more friends and making people happy. And think of the empowerment that you get from that. You don't have to have a license to pass out a book. You don't have to have a license to teach a class. All you have to do is have a heart. That's all you need. And when people understand that that's what you're trying to do, is share part of your heart with them, you know what they want to do? Accept it. You know why? Because nobody else is doing it. Who shows up at the end of the month with a check to write for your bills? Who shows up with a plan for you to do better? Who's showing up? If nobody's showing up in your life, guess who's showing up in theirs? Nobody. But we get to do that. And we get to do it because we want to, and because it's working, and because you can create a business by doing that. And when this happens and somebody watches you do it, because we're built by a system, duplication occurs. Well, I can do that. I can do that. And as soon as somebody thinks they can do it, guess what happens? They can do it. What's the old saying? If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. Either way, you're right. Well, guess what? Learning how money works, for the opportunity to teach how money works, can be something that will change lives right before your eyes. So now if we got to the education and we're teaching, what are the results of our process so far? We're watching with these classes that people are teaching on Zoom from the privacy of their home, probably in their gym shorts because you can't see below their neck on Zoom. They're teaching things that people have never heard. And they're doing it days after saying, yes, I want to join that team. Days after saying, hey, I think I can join WealthWave and make an impact. Days after it, what if I could do this? What better way to find out if you can than to try? We've made it such that the newest member can be in business today and be productive tomorrow. What about that for a short learning curve? Proof of concept. And what happens? It builds confidence. Because if you can, and you do, and you will, you're going to want to do it again and again and again. Now we know that people want to do what they want to do because they've done it. It's simple to send somebody to Chris Coyer's class or Steve Siebold's class or Robin Bundy's class or Tom Matthews' class because they're experts in their field. Hey, get on this webinar and watch this expert. Well, that's nice, and they'll get great information. It'll work. But is that more powerful than to call up your best friend and say, hey, JD here, next Tuesday at 7:30, I'm teaching a class on how money works. It's the stuff we never were taught in school. It's free. It's on Zoom. It's 30 minutes. Will you come on the Zoom and watch? Just critique me and just let me know what you think about what we're doing. That's it. What do you think the chances are of your friend or my friend watching me because I ask him as a friend, or asking him to take 30 minutes out of his life to watch somebody he's never heard of? Which one of those is more likely? Well, when that happens, guess what's going to occur? You're going to get engaged. You're going to keep your pipeline of people full because conversations will start. Where do the conversations go? I don't know, but they're going to go one of three ways. I want to know more. I want to come to your class next week. I need to get my own finances squared away. Or wait a minute, you're looking for more teachers and there's money involved? I need to have that conversation. So we don't have to determine who we're going to talk to. We just got to talk to them and let them determine what they want to talk about. And that happens when classes are taught and scripts are read and slides are punched. It's just that simple. We invite the people. We show the slides. We call them back. Wash, rinse, and repeat. And when that occurs, this whole thing about selling and all that, the selling becomes an, oh, by the way, proposition. And what I mean by that is after somebody has a conversation, they realize, well, gosh, I need to get my own stuff tightened up. Let me learn about that rule of 72 or how that compounding works. And you show them with their own information, their information, not yours, their numbers, not yours, that it can happen for them. Oh, by the way, you know, if you do that and you put it over here, this can happen for you. Oh, by the way. Okay, I want that. When selling becomes an oh, by the way proposition, you have done the job of teaching how money works. Now, what are we doing? We're delivering results. It's happening. You heard me at the very beginning. WealthWave, our company, our mission, our model, our platform had a bigger year last year than any year before. Growth was at an all-time high. What could be better than that? Growth was higher than that in January. You see the trend? Is it better to get in to the trend at the beginning of the trend, or do you want to watch the trend go by and try to catch the next wave? There's one coming, but why not ride the one that's breaking right in front of you? Well, what's occurring is people are teaching. We're developing teachers. We're developing educators. But what's happening on the back end of that, we're developing leaders. Success stories like none other. I think I just heard where one of our educators last week wrote his fifth contract, which is a product that fell out of the back of one of our education classes and then seminars, and then a follow-up. And I think the commissions on that are going to be upwards in the high teens to 20,000 for teaching a class. Was it his first class? No. Does it matter? No. What matters is he taught the class. It started a conversation that turned into another and another. And all of a sudden they said, you know what? That makes sense. Why do people do that? They do things when they make sense because we educate. We teach first. We find solutions after we know where their pain is. Because the pain isn't where you're hurting. The pain is where they're hurting. Now, when you begin to do this and you begin to teach and other people begin to follow your lead, which is all we're saying that's going on here, the realization of dreams occur. You've often heard me say, WealthWave and how money works is a model that you can't outdream. So many times people start a business and they invest their money, their time, their energy, and their talent in the business only to find out it will be successful up to a level. But the problem was their goal was higher. So here they are at a successful level, but their wish, their goal was here. And there's this gap. And that gap represents frustration. That gap represents something they may never see only because their vehicle is not strong enough to get them there. How about a vehicle that you can't outdream? How about a vehicle that can do it on your terms and your time? How about a vehicle that allows ordinary people to plug in to an amazing culture with amazing tools, with amazing heart, and the chance to become extraordinary? Why not that? And why not now? And why not you? I welcome you to get in and look at what we're doing and examine how it can work for you. Because in my opinion, there's nobody in this room or in this audience that's ordinary. You're well above average, or you wouldn't even be here. You're well above average because you wouldn't be watching. But what if there's a way you could take a model, a proven model, and make it work for you, those that you love, know, and care about? What if? I challenge you to lock arms with us, pick up a book, and let's do this crusade together. Because together, it's going to happen. And I'm so glad that I get a chance to share that part of my heart with you today. This is a great place to be, and we just need more people like you to join us. So come along. Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.